Good afternoon, it's 106. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Governor-elect Tony Evers vows he will do what he can to keep his power. Members of the Republican-controlled legislature are meeting in a lame duck session starting today to pass a series of proposals to weaken his authority. After a Monday public hearing at the Capitol, a vote is expected on Tuesday. This is the first lame duck session in Wisconsin since 2010. Republican Governor Scott Walker is expected to sign the proposals before he leaves office next month. The sharp decline of the populations of bats is one topic of the next Science on Tap presentation in Minocqua. Brian Haringa is the wildlife biologist for the Washburn Ranger District of the Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest. He says the talk will look at the bat species here, how they interact with humans, what people can do to help bats, and the disease that is killing millions of them, white nose syndrome.
White nose syndrome is probably viewed as one of the most devastating wildlife diseases out there. Using some of the numbers the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service came up with a few years back, you can estimate that about 1 million bats a year die from white nose syndrome.
White nose syndrome is a disease affecting hibernating bats and is caused by a fungus. It looks like a white fuzz on bats' faces, which is how the disease got its name. The fungus causes changes in bats that make them more active than usual and burn up fat they need to survive the winter. Bats with white nose syndrome may do strange things like fly outside in the daytime in the winter. Haringa says there's a lot of research going on to determine where the fungus came from and other factors. He says some bats are surviving, and those bats could be key to the future progress against the disease.
The goal really is to, right now, to give the bats time to hopefully adapt on their own, because the best solution you could ask for is that the animal itself develops an immunity to it and can effectively combat the disease.
He says bats play a vital role in the environment and also in agriculture. Haringa will speak Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Minocqua Brewing Company. A recent federal outdoor recreation survey found the number of wildlife watchers has increased 20% from 2011 to 2016. The survey found the largest percentage in the increase were bird watchers. 86 million adults report watching wildlife in 2016 and spend nearly $86 billion nationally to do so. Ken Kroll has more.
DNR conservation biologist Ryan Brady gives some winter bird feeding tips. He says having a mix of different food will attract different birds.
Like black oil sunflower seed is probably the single best seed that you could offer for a wide variety of species. It has a high fat content and does birds really well during the winter months. You can also offer thistle for things like goldfinches, siskins, and red poles, or put some of the white millet out for some of the sparrows that linger around or the doves. A really good source this time of year is like suet and chunks of peanuts for woodpeckers and chickadees and nuthatches.
Brady is also the monitoring coordinator for the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative. He says providing water will also attract birds. Audubon's 119th Christmas bird count is being held locally one day between December 14th and early January, along with Project Feeder Watch. We have links at WXPR.org. If you live in a CWD-affected county, some bird feeding restrictions are in place. Feeding restrictions for birds and small mammals include feeders being placed in structures at a sufficient height or designed to prevent access by deer, and feeders are within 50 yards of the house. Other rules also apply. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Progress in reducing the number of children without health insurance has reversed course in Wisconsin and the nation. Shamal Gomes has more.
According to a new Georgetown University report, the number of uninsured kids rose by more than 275,000 in 2017, and nearly 4 million children in the U.S. now lack coverage. Wisconsin saw an increase of 3,000 and now has about 53,000 kids without coverage. John Peacock with Kids Forward says the state was making steady progress for several years but has since leveled off. He believes it's because of the state's partial Medicaid expansion, which only covers adults below the federal poverty line.
We used to be a national leader, and as recently as 2013, Wisconsin had the 12th highest rate of kids with health insurance coverage nationally. And in the last 4 years, that slipped to the 22nd nationally.
Peacock says states that have fully expanded Medicaid saw more families enroll and adds that children are far more likely to be insured if their parents can access coverage. Compared with expansion states, the report found states that have not expanded Medicaid saw their uninsured rates increase 3 times faster for children in 2017. I'm Tramell Gomes.
With about 2 weeks left for open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act, fewer people are signing up this year in Wisconsin. About 62,000 had enrolled as of last week, and that's about 20% less than in 2017. With the window of opportunity closing, local government and nonprofit organizations are increasing efforts to help people purchase health insurance coverage through what has been called Obamacare. Incoming Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will push for expansion of Medicaid coverage while talking to voters statewide. Evers wants to add about 75,000 low-income residents to the federally funded program. Exit polls showed health care was the most important issue for the voters who supported Evers in the general election. Governor Scott Walker has consistently opposed the idea of accepting the federal funding. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned. Just ahead, it's Crossroads Cafe with your host, Dusty Sarazin.